Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Got a little mixed up there with the introduction, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. My name is Reverend Ray. Yeah, today's broadcast is R3. We are Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Just waiting for a few other brothers to join us. And we'll get started in a few minutes. Let's hear some news for a little bit, okay? We'll be right back. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for joining. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is R3, Realize We're Men, We're Talk. Wait for a few of the brothers to join us. I'm not sure who's on the line with us as of yet, but we can go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. So, Father God, we come today first to give you thanks, to honor you, Lord God. So thank you for all the grace and the mercy that you've given. Thank you for a brand new day, a day that we have never, ever seen before, God. A day, God, that we can just think about your goodness. A day, Lord Jesus, above ground. A day that no matter what took place, that we know that you are still in control. A day that we can think about your goodness and things that you've done in our life. So we appreciate the day, God. We're glad about today, God. We pray for those that are listening now, that are on their way, God. We pray, God, that we might say something that will be a blessing to your people, to the men and to the women, God. We are grateful, God, for the miracles and the things that you will continue to do in their life. Bless us and bless us in your name, God. We pray today, God. We give this broadcast to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, everyone, this is Real RT, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. I see Brother Cleophas is with me. I believe a few other brothers may join us today. I'm not sure, but we're going to go ahead and go forth. And Brother Cleophas, just before we get started, how you doing, sir?
And I'm doing outstanding. How about yourself?
I'm doing outstanding. I like that word, outstanding. I like that word, outstanding.
Yeah.
Amen. So all is well, and we're going to talk about, I had sent a message to the brothers before about the assignment of believers, assignment. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but before we do anything like that, I'm the one that got on here to talk right there, Brother Cleophas. So how did the Redskins win today or no?
They didn't lose today, you know, because you know they didn't play.
Oh, they didn't play. Oh, okay.
Nah,
that's a good.
Nah, they got stumped on Thursday. So
I was trying to forget about Thursday, but you know it's okay.
Yeah, I know. Hey man, ain't no shame in my game.
It's all good. I'm glad this is. Yeah, I forgot they played on Thursday and lost. They played the Bears,
yeah.
Right?
They're sinking to some new lows.
Yeah, but the Bears, must be a really good football team. So, you know, so, yeah. Okay, you know.
In the sight of the Commanders, they are. They might not be no good to anybody else, against anybody else. But against the Washington Commanders, they look like a Super Bowl champion team.
Hey, the Bills played great. I don't know about the other 3 weeks, but I know Thursday they played great, you know. So
they look like a real contender on Thursday.
Yeah. Any given Sunday, man. Yep. Okay. So I'm not
true that.
I know y'all lost and we play at what, 8 o'clock, so the Cowboys play at 8 o'clock, so we'll see what happens, man. Everything. And he plays San Francisco team, but we'll see. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Really,
if nothing else, it should be a good game. You got two good teams playing one another, and it should be a good game.
It should be a good game. Amen. All right. But anyway, so okay, that must be. I'm not sure who this is. Somebody else just joined us. Let me see if I can click them on. Okay. All right. Looks like somebody else just joined us. Who joined us? One of the brothers?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Tony Mitchell.
Hey,
good evening, Tony. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. That's good, man. It's good to hear your voice. It's really good to hear your voice, man. It's been a while. Yeah. Tony, we just got finished talking about the Redskins and losing Thursday, so I don't want to.
I thought you was gonna let it go, man.
Hey, I gotta say this. That stadium was really quiet this past Thursday.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It might be quiet. It might be quiet some more Sundays too. Hey, at least they're showing up.
Yeah. The only reason I brought it up because I know Tony, you know, is with me and stuff, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But it's
I know. Two against one, but that's okay. That's okay. thank God we all on the same kingdom team.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Amen. But tell me real quick, how you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm good. I finally finished, you know, this long 6-year journey in seminary school. So it is done. It's over. So I'm ready to see what God has planned up for the remainder of this year and also in 2024.
Okay. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, really, congratulations. That ties right into our topic, the assignment. Assignment of believers ties right into our topic. You know, what I was about to say is that for those that are listening, that are joining us now and listening on different platforms, this came to me in a dream. I'm not even sure. I don't even think I was asleep. But was talking about the assignment, that each one of us has an assignment, you know, that God has given us and everything. And in my notes, I put that our assignment is not just one, but it might be multiple times at different time frames, you know, but they're all inclusive. They're, in other words, they're in circle, because there's one main reason for the assignment that God has given us, you know. Sometimes our assignment do change, you know, or it increases or it multiplies, you know, or it goes to the next level, you know. It just depends on the growth, you know, and the season that we're in and everything. And when I thought about the assignment, I thought about one of the questions I asked myself, because this is when you begin to realize yourself, no one can answer the question for you. I say, where am I in the assignment that God has given me? Okay? You can only ask yourself that question. Nobody else can speak for you. You know? Let God give them the vision, the wisdom to speak and say, hey, well, this is where you are, and it's where you need to be. But that's up to for me, I believe that's a conversation that you need to have between yourself and God. And where am I in the assignment that God has given me, you know, and everything. And I believe that, this is my personal view, I believe that when our assignment has been completed, that God has given us, that the Lord, God has entrusted us to do, then I believe that there is nothing else left for us to do. And I believe at that point, he said, it's time to come home. You know, you finished the work, you know. And as Paul said, I finished the course, you know, and everything. And I also believe that, well, I'm not sure, I'm not going to say that, but I just believe that. I truly believe that when it's time for us to leave this world and everything that God has ordained for us to do, we can go there. There is a possibility that sometimes we might leave before the assignment is done, and that might be because of disobedience or whatever. So the question again comes up, God, to ask God and yourself, God, where am I in the assignment that you're giving me? You know, am I fighting the good fight? You know, Paul knew what he said. I fought the good fight. I finished the course. You know, he knew he was about to die and everything, leave this world. You know, so I believe that Paul begins to examine everything. Like, well, and you know, the topic that came, what I began to think about with that is that Paul and all of us never always got everything. We were faithful over a few things, as Scripture says, but God says he's going to make a ruler over the many. And then we may be faithful over a few things. Maybe we're going to make mistakes. You know, we're going to drop the ball. We're going to get off course, unfortunately, sometimes. But we thank God for a merciful Lord and Savior that would bring us back in right relationship and direction with him. So that's basically where I was coming from. My screen just real quick. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. You know, that's basically where I was coming from. And I just want us to talk about it, man. I mean, all of us have gone through stuff. All of us experiencing things and everything. And I know what I have in my notes, I said that our assignment is that I said is bigger than just the one thing that we do. It encircles us with every breath that we take each day. And I came out of the scripture, many are called, but a few are chosen. So let's just talk about that. There's somebody may be listening, that may be struggling with the assignment, or maybe at a standstill with the assignment, or maybe it may seem like that nothing is happening, you know, or the prayers are not getting answered, but we know and we believe in what God told us to do. So let's just dialogue a little bit about that, brother, and give me your input. I would appreciate it, and we can move forward, okay? So we're going to go. Anyone want to speak first? It's okay. Fine.
I think I could start. So when you sent over the topic, again, it was very timely. Because I'm in that transition state of, okay, what's next? God, what do you have next? What is my next mission? What is my next assignment? Where do I go from here? And I'm sure that there are lots of people throughout their life that ask this question, God, what is next? What do you have in store for me? And not only, you know, for yourself, but also when you think about your family, when you think about everyone that's connected to you, what is in store? And one of the things that I remember when I was studying was the fact that Jesus knew when he was growing up that he was the Son of God. But it wasn't until Jesus reached a certain point when he was baptized that he was fully commissioned to go about and do the ministry that God sent him to accomplish. It wasn't until he got baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him and anointed him in the form of a dove, and God proclaimed from heaven that this is my beloved Son, that his ministry actually started. So he started his ministry at 30 and completed his ministry at 33. So it's kind of like from that perspective, why did Jesus wait so long to start? But it was all in timing. So one of the things that I have learned over time is to look at the patterns in your life. what has God done in your life all the way up to this point to prepare you for what is next? There's patterns, there's things that you've experienced, there's things that you're currently experiencing, there's talents that you have that someone else might be able to do it, but they don't do it exactly as you do it. What is that one thing that God has given you that is a niche that makes you different from everybody else? You know, so I think when we try to find out what our next is or what, you know, our calling is or when we identify as the few who is chosen, you know, that makes us very unique in the body of Christ. So I think it's a matter of taking the time to really sit. And I actually just completed with this group a week-long kind of like study, sitting at the seat of Christ, sitting, listening, being patient. In today's time, we want everything to happen like instantaneously. It's like, okay, God, what's next? And we expect to hear the word from God and say, hey, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. These are the people you're going to connect with, and this is how you're going to make it happen. Well, normally it don't happen that way. So patience and also spending time with God in the word and in prayer will over time help you to realize and see what that next is. So that's, I'm sitting and waiting. I'm studying, I'm praying, and I'm listening. And eventually, I will get my answer. And the answer I might get, we also have to be willing to accept the answer that we do get, because God might not give all the details. He might just say, go here. And then it's just a faith walk to go in that direction, and then the rest of it is revealed later on. So that's kind of what I got from the topic that when you sent that out to us today to kind of think of.
Amen. Amen. Brother Cleophas?
Yeah, I excellent topic. I concur with what you and Brother Tony have said. For me, the assignment is, I think you mentioned this, or maybe Tony mentioned it. You know, I think assignments are sometimes seasonal, and mm-hmm. you know, seasons are period of time. In time. So, you know, God may have your assignment in this season to be one thing. And if you miss what is in that season, it could mess up your next season. So I think it's important to stay patient. And as Tony said, you know, constantly be in prayer, constantly be in the word. But our number one assignment is not just winning souls to the body of Christ, but sharing the principles of the kingdom of God with others, you know, sharing the love of God with others, to, you know, planting seeds. That's all of our assignment. You know, as a blood-washed, born-again believer, it is to share the love of Christ, the love of God with others, with those that are not of the faith, as well as with those that are of the faith, to strengthen their faith. So I think that's all of our assignment. Now, within those assignments, we are doled out or given additional assignments that for whatever that season that we're in, that God wants the body of Christ, the body of believers, to get a focal point. Like this, in this season that we're in right now, if you listen to a lot of the messages that are going on in pulpits all over this nation, a lot of it is relative to love. And I think we're in the agape and honor season of ministry. And so what do? We maximize the season that we're in according to the assignment And I'm telling you, if you listen to a message here, you listen to a message there, and you start to hear the same tenor in those messages, now you kind of see what the assignment that God has given to leaders in the body of Christ, to pastors and leaders, and you know what season you're in. So I think a lot of it is seasonal relative mm-hmm. to assignments. And we've got to learn to pace ourselves, not try to conquer the world and save everybody at one time. You know, it's a process. So understand what season you're in. Understand the call of God that's on your life, and then be obedient to that. Be patient. Capitalize on every opportunity. Make sure you're growing in your capacity to understand and your capacity to hear from God and your capacity to when you study and meditate on the word, to understand what you're studying and meditating on. So I think all of that is part of the assignment. And the more you dive into the word of God, the more you get into the word of God, the more you meditate and hear from Holy Spirit and hear from the Spirit of the living God, the more your assignment is revealed to you, the thing that you're passionate about. And then, again, pace yourself. Don't try to do it all at one time. And that's where I think a lot of times within the assignment, you can become frustrated because you don't see things happening as quickly as you would want them to happen or you feel they should happen. But God has a time for everything. And Ecclesiastes talks about that. There's a time and season for everything. And part of our assignment is wrapped up in seasons.
Amen. Amen. I like what both of you brothers have said. It looks like we had a couple of people that have joined in. If you have, like to say something, you can always just press the number one on your phone, okay? That'll let me know in the studio that you'd like to have something to say. But one of the things that you both brothers mentioned with the word patience, you know, and you're right. We do want, when God, we know that God has given us something, but we want things to happen at a certain pace. And at times we say, okay, it's not happening quick enough because God has given us the vision for the assignment, whether it's pastoring, whether it's doing a particular type of ministry, whether it's interceding, whatever the case, whatever. There are different types of assignments that God has. Specific people that they are intercessors. That at this point, you start getting into the spiritual gifts of what people have, you know, like that are intercessors. There are certain people that does helps, you know, that they're gifted in the ministry of helps. And you always find them doing things, they're trying to help somebody else or the gift of wisdom, you know, or even not just the office of pastoring, but they have a caring as pastor. They're not a pastor, but they have the gift of being able to pastor others. And I'm not talking about in a church setting, but I'm talking about being able to represent or to care for others and to point people in the right direction. Also, the exhortation is another assignment, you know, and Brother Creel was right that there are times that our assignments do change depending on where God is leading us and where we are at in that time frame. But there's one assignment that someone mentioned earlier that we all have, okay, and that is coming out, I think it's coming out, I read from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. It says, and he said to them, talking about Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he that does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Okay? So the key word is, well, there's a lot of key words, but the first word is go. Okay? The first word is go, and we do that not just in a church setting, but we do that every time we go outside or go to our families. You know, our life become a living epistle to be read among men, so that men not to see us, but to see Christ in us, you know. That's why Peter reading toward the man at the gate called beautiful. He said, look on us. Don't look at me, at us, but look on us. But there's something there that can help you out throughout the assignment. With everything that's going on in the world right now, with even the war that's going on in Israel and everything, we need to be on an assignment. You know, we should be taking an assignment and those things that God has given us very serious, okay? Very seriously. You know, this ministry is an assignment. It's not all the assignment, but it's an assignment, you know? You know, whether it's for a season or whether it's for a period of time. You know, each one of us has something. Brother Tony, you're going through the classes and going through school and trying to get, some more knowledge. That was an assignment that, you know, that God had for you, that has for you, you know? And then one of the things you mentioned about what's next, you know? And I believe that what God does with assignments, that I know what he does. He ordered out each one of our steps, you know. Our life is already planned. We don't always know where we're going to go. We have an idea of what we would like to do and everything, but sometimes what we think from our mindset or from our flesh point of view is not what God wants for us, you know. I would rather be obedient and be willing to walk with what God said to walk by what my intellect or what I feel and I think that's the right thing, because if I do it that way, I might be following the wrong assignment. You know, see what I'm saying? I might be following the wrong assignment. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, this is just something, man. For me, like I don't even remember the dream. All I know is that I woke up thinking about the word assignment. I'm thinking about the word assignment. I do. It's like, okay, as a person, because I had to ask myself, am I following the instructions, the assignment that God has given me? Am I off course? You know, am I doing something that I know is wrong? Or if I'm watching a television program that is taking me off assignment because it's a distraction. I believe that the enemy sends distractions towards us to take us off course, to take us off our assignment. I believe that sometimes even people that love us in leadership, that care for us, can take us off the assignment that God has ordained for us because they have their agenda or whatever. Not everybody, I'm just saying. But we have to be in tune to what God is speaking to us to make sure that we're on the path. You know, I know that there have been churches and everything where the member, God had told a member that go out and start another ministry, and the head pastor didn't want them to go. They had situations like that. Okay, they didn't want them to go because they needed them more where they were at rather than let God use them further, you know, as a calling that's in their life. And in leadership, we have to be able to say, okay, you know, my thing is what, if somebody tell me God said, I do just step away. I don't really have too much evidence. I step away because, you know, I mean, unless God give me specific instruction, right? And tell him, but you know, we have to be careful with that. You know, it was never intent for all of them. That's why he took the disciple for them to be always around each other. That was good fellowship, but at some point, they still going to go back to the word go. They still had to go out there. You know, they have to go out into the hedges and the highways, and they have to go and compare men. They got to convince men or speak the gospel. Tell them, I could show them a more excellent way of coming to have a relationship with Christ. You know, we have to do those things. And whether it takes place in the grocery store, whether it takes place at the job site, whether it takes place at the gym or just walking down the street, walking the doggy. There's something for the assignment that God has given you. And we need to be aware and cognizant and aware of those things that are surrounded at any given time because we don't know. You know, we just don't know, you know, at that time that we are needed in that place. I think it was Philip. I'm not even sure that there was an Ethiopian that was reading the scriptures, he didn't understand.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was eunuch. I believe it was Philip. Philip and
yeah,
and Yes, it was Philip. It's in the book Acts.
Yeah, in the book of Acts. And he didn't, yeah. I mean, Philip was there for a purpose. Even the other didn't know he was going to meet Philip. You see the timing mm-hmm. of God? There was an assignment yeah. for him at that particular time, you know, to be able to expound the word of God and to be able to baptize him and convince that this man, this Enoch, about who Jesus Christ was and everything like that. And then the scriptures, I didn't turn to it, but the scriptures said that God took him away. After he had completed his assignment, he was taken away.
Yep.
Is that, when we complete our assignment, God don't say, okay, you're done here. I got something else for you to do. There's something else that's going on and everything like that. There's someplace else I need you to be. There's someone else I need you to talk to. There's somebody right now dying of cancer, and you need to be at that hospital bed tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning because they have given up hope, the assignment, you know. So, Cleophas, I'm going to stop talking a few minutes, but you're right, man. It's more than just going out there to the hedges and the highway and giving the gospel. And sometimes it's doing even one person. Sometimes the assignment is one person, okay? And I always think like this. I think about there was someone that was – I was reading a history of that he was in England. I cannot remember his name, but he was a well-known preacher. And he was telling the story of how he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And it started from one person speaking the gospel to him. And this one person was a pastor, and he spoke the gospel to this young man. He was younger than a young man. And that young man went on to become a major player, a major preacher in England, where he changed the very atmosphere of the church because it just took one person. One person ministered to him, and he ministered to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. But that
was
one
it Martin Luther?
I don't remember the person's name, but that one person had an impact. To the point where he had examined at that time, and then, okay, all right, got you, all right, okay. He had an impact at that time, you know. So we just don't know and everything. Go ahead, Brother Cleophas. I'm sorry, I didn't make it. Brother Tony had to leave us and everything, but it's go ahead. What you got, man?
Yeah, no, you hit a ton of valid points, and you know, I think I go back and I look at some of the Old Testament heroes, if you will, and how they came upon their assignment. You look at Abraham, who was the father of faith and the father of his nation of all the nations. You know, God told him to leave his father's house. That was an assignment. What if he disobeyed God and never left his house, never left his father's house? Joseph had 11 brothers, I believe. And Joseph, his brothers stole him. Had Joseph not gone through that particular assignment that he had, or that was given to him. It's not an assignment that he wanted, but it was given to him. He went through that assignment. He's sold. He's in prison. And now he becomes the head of Potiphar's house. You know, he's second in charge in Egypt. I believe our assignment is given to us. It was predestined to us.
Mm-hmm.
God said this. God said, before you were formed in your mama's belly, I knew you, and I ordained you. I called you. And so we all have an assignment. It's a level of obedience that we operate in our assignment, you know. And so, yes, I concur with everything that you said. I concur with what Brother Tony said. And I believe that every one of us, every blood washed, born again believer, has an assignment. It's not, you're not born again by happenstance or just to the goal is to be born again so that you can go to heaven. No, your assignment is here on earth. You're on earth for a reason. You wasn't put on earth just to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You were put on earth to accept him as Lord and Savior and then go out and complete the assignment that God has given unto you. We are many members in one body, and every one of us has value. And so, yes, it's important that we cooperate and we walk within the assignment that we've given. I believe I was given my assignment to the body of Christ and to this nation. I believe I was given that assignment in 2011. It's 2023. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to go into 2024. Have I been operating in that assignment? Yes. Have I been called in that assignment? Yes. Have I impacted lives in that assignment? Yes. Now, the future is ahead of me, and there's some other things that are coming about that's going to help to advance that assignment. But we operate in it every day that God allows us to wake up. And so the important thing is, number one, to understand the assignment is again, to advance the kingdom of God, to share the love of Jesus Christ with all that we come in contact with. That's the assignment. That doesn't mean that you have to be a pastor. Doesn't mean that you have mm-hmm. to be a minister. Doesn't mean that you have to be a deacon. All you need is to have accepted Jesus Christ, accepted him as Lord and Savior. And now what I'm doing is now I'm going and sharing what he's done for me with someone else. That's an assignment. Right. That's all of our assignment. And so we operate in that. So and I don't know that anybody's assignment is greater than someone else's, because if you go to the scripture says that we're all one in the body, but each member has a different purpose. Doesn't make what my assignment is greater than your assignment. No. We all have a purpose. And so if we all work together and all of our purposes being fulfilled, yes, then what a much better world we would live in.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I was thinking while you were speaking, and Brother Tony was earlier. All right. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me let somebody else in. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Brother Tony, which you guys were speaking about earlier, and I was saying, you know, when Jesus came on the land, I mean, we go to the top, you know, even in the Garden of Eden, where Adam fell, there were things that were beginning to take place before the foundation of the earth. While we were in our mother's womb, things that were beginning to take place, you know. But Jesus, man, because he didn't have to come, you know, but he came, you know, he came. He knew there was an assignment, and he knew that someone had to die. He was willing to die, you know.
Yes.
I mean, he was to die. Talk about the greatest assignment of all. And he came and he died for us, that we might have life, but not just life. It was a more abundant life, you know.
I mean, right.
He came, you know, so if he had, he is the son of the living God, and we now are heirs and joint heirs and also sons, then that makes sense that we would have assignments or destiny or callings or whatever word you want to use that we need to do to take place too, you know, because go ahead.
I said, well, and think about this. God is perfect. You know, there's nothing about him that's not perfect. And I think about Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. God didn't do that until the fullness of time had come. Jesus had an assignment from day one.
From day one.
But there were some things that had to take place before Jesus was sent into the earth realm. And he didn't come into the earth realm as an adult. He came into the earth the same way you and I came into the earth realm, through a woman as a baby that had to be reared and brought up until, and then when that time had elapsed and now it was time for his ministry, is when he went into ministry, not before.
Right.
And so, again, I think we just have to, and I don't want to just, you know, be patient. You know, but God has a timing for everything. And if we flow in a divine alignment with God's word and with his what he has preordained for our lives, man, what a better life we would have, and what greater impact we could have on others. Just by walking in his precepts and walking in the understanding of where I am in life right now. And so often, you know, even with assignments and work, you know, you get a position at work and now your thought is, oh, I want to go to the next level. Now you're pushing so hard to get to that next level. Well, how many people are you stepping on trying to get to that next level? Who are you bringing up with you? You know, I was having a discussion with some of my people the other day on my team, and I was like, you know, you're in a leadership role, and if you're thinking of going higher, who have you identified to replace you? Who are you grooming to replace you? And so same thing in ministry. You know, we want our next assignment, but, man, who are we under, and who are we bringing up to replace us so that when we get elevated to another level, that the level that we were on doesn't suffer.
Right.
Yes. There's assignments all over. There's assignments in the earth realm. There's assignments in the heavenly realm. And God has already set everything in motion exactly the way he wants it. And now it's our responsibility, it's my responsibility as a born-again believer to make sure that I am in tune and in step with what God wants out of my life. And I don't have to push for it. If I operate in God's will, everything he has laid up for me will be mine.
Hello, can I interject a thought? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Introduce yourself, please. Introduce yourself.
Oh. Hey. I'm Ray's brother. My name is Floyd Rose. Can y'all hear me?
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm here in Texas, and I'm looking at the topic for the night. And my brother just invited me to the station and stuff. And I just got in at the last minute and stuff. But you guys said some powerful words and stuff as far as assignment is concerned. I just want to, I look at the life of Paul and stuff before he became a Christian. Before he became a Christian, he was persecuted and he was killing the Jews and stuff. But at the same time, academically, he was prepared. He knew the law. He had studied the law, but he was going against the law. He was going against the law, the very law. So when the Lord converted him on the road to Damascus, he was elevated from a sinner to a believer. And when he got converted, when he got his new assignment, his original assignment was to persecute. His original assignment was to persecute the Christians, but he got a new assignment because he got a change of heart. And his new assignment, instead of persecuting the Christian, he uplifted Jesus. But not only that, as he uplifted Jesus, as the book of Acts tells us, there was other men in his lives that taught him the way of Christianity. Now, he had the basic down, but he had the basic down on the natural side of life. But then when God came into his life, he had the foundation down for spiritual growth through Christ and through the other men that inspire his life to write the gospel. I mean, to write the book of the New Testament stuff. So Paul's new assignment was to, he graduated from the old to the new. But as in his graduation, he had other men around him to help him move forward. So with that thought in mind, you know, as the Lord give us new assignment and stuff, he also introduced men and women in our lives so we can face this new assignment, not by ourselves, but with the help of others, and most of all, with God, so we can propel in the kingdom of Christ. That this is what I've getting at the message.
Okay. And
amen.
One of the things that you said, Floyd, that I like, that stuck out to me was that when Paul was original assignment was to persecute the followers of the way. At that time, they were called followers of the way, and everything. So when you think about that, that means for us to be aware that there are enemies that have an assignment to distract us, to take us away from the things of God. Just like Paul did at that time, his assignment was, or he got letters and approval to go after the Christians of that time. So
right.
as us being believers, we got to understand that we are under spiritual attack. Once you make a commitment to Jesus and everything, and you say, for God I live, and we make these acclamations, for God I live and for God I die, and everything, the enemy immediately, okay, becomes under attack. And what we have to understand, if Jesus came under attack, then we're going to come out. If they hated Jesus, then they're going to hate us too. Okay? All right? And we got to understand, be able to get to a point where we can separate that. Look, it's not necessarily the person that hates you, but it's a spirit, because this is a spiritual warfare that we're in. Amen? Brother Cleophas, you have something you want to add?
No, I think that was just a great, great analogy. My brother Floyd there, bringing up Paul and his conversion on the road to Damascus. And one of the things that stuck out to me in that is that in verse 5 of chapter 9 of Acts, when Paul says, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And when you look that up just to really see what that means, what Jesus was saying to him was, it's useless to fight this battle against me. It's useless.
Right.
You know,
right.
you're going to come over to this side, and I'm going to use you for my glory. The same zeal in the assignment that you had to persecute, you're going to have that same deal in the assignment to win souls to the body of Christ. Look at what happened in his life, and look at what happened, what can happen. And that should be a motivation for us all, that it doesn't matter where you came from, what you were doing prior to. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And the biggest defeat in a believer's life is that they continue to meditate on the things that they used to do, and they put themselves in condemnation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interject another thought? I'm doing personal Bible study, and I'm enjoying this little topic that we talk about as far as new assignment. Let's go back into the Old Testament. Apart from the Bible, I was reading the life and times of Moses and stuff. And in one article, I was reading how Moses well, we know the story how the Pharaoh found Moses drifting in a little basket, you know, on the Nile stuff. But then we read how in other articles that I read, and the scriptures back it up, how Moses grew up under the Egyptian leadership and stuff. And like, to my surprise, I'm saying Moses, they taught him different types of stuff like geometry, algebra, all that good stuff. But God was preparing Moses for a task and stuff. So we also read how Moses, he killed an Egyptian and stuff, and he ran from his life and stuff. We read that in the Old Testament. And then we read where Moses met God, a new assignment. Moses was one of the strongest leaders in the Egyptian empire at that time. But then Moses came across the burning bush. That was his new assignment. And God and Moses, I'm just paraphrasing. Moses saw the burning bush, and he stood back, and God spoke to him through the burning bush and said, "I am that I am." That was a new assignment. God had prepared Moses all his life, and then God introduced himself as "I am" for Moses to do something greater, to lead the people all of Egypt, and stuff. That was Moses' new assignment. But my point I'm trying to make is that God prepares us, and as he prepares us, there's a coming point in our life that he's going to introduce us to him, such as "I am." And once he introduces us to us as "I am," that's a new assignment. We forget in the past, and we're looking forward. You know, the things what I did in the past is no longer, because I met the great I am. And because I met the great I am, I have a new assignment. And my assignment is not to wander in the past, but to listen to God's voice and his word and to move forward and stuff. And that's what Moses did. He listened. He saw the burning bush. He heard the voice of God. Just like Paul, he heard the voice of God, and God gave them a new assignment to move forward, you know, to win people towards Christianity.
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen.
Amen. No, you're fine. Amen. I think Brother Tyrone.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Brother Ty. Hey. Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I think I'm coming through okay.
You are.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to figure this out. They told me I was on mute. But anyway, I heard about 5 minutes of y'all conversation. Everything sounds good. First, I want to say good afternoon. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone that's on the line. It's good to hear your voices again and be a part of the conversation. Whatever my brother Floyd was referring to over there in the book of Acts about Paul, I think y'all talking about elevation or... but I know it sounded good for what he was saying. And I think I hear something about that Jesus asked Paul or was telling him that it was hard to kick against the prick. And saying that, hearing that, it's letting me know that Saul was trying to fight against. Jesus was just letting him know that you can't kick against this. This is it. This is better than what you want to do. And I think Saul was on his way to destroy the people, to destroy the people of God. But in that particular event, I think he was changed. I believe the Bible teaches that he became, God made him blind, and once his eyes was opened, after he got into Damascus, his intent to destroy the people had all turned around. I think one portion of that particular passage of scripture says that he told the people told him that he's praying now. So that was elevation right there. He wasn't out to destroy the people, but he went in to destroy them. But God changed his heart, mind, and soul, and now he's helping the people, God. And if that's what we're talking about, that was a perfect example of elevation and a perfect example of him humbling himself and letting God do it. Although God had to go through different ways to do it, to break him down, to make him blind, but still he stayed humble. He didn't fight it. He ended up being elevated and started preaching the gospel. And by fact, he's one of the greater preachers in the Bible after God elevated him to preach and teach. I think that's part as much as I got out of it as quick as I was on there, short of time I was on it. So it sounds good. I think it's doing good. So, you know, let's keep it going. It's good.
Yep. Yeah, you're not too far. We were talking about the exam and Floyd brought elevation, but our key word was exam. But everything is true, bro. Cause Paul definitely had exam and actually as far as the elevation, which I know that Floyd mentioned, I believe he was in a place that God switched him from one place to another place. His assignment changed, mm-hmm. okay? And his assignment changed. And I don't know whether I wouldn't know whether he was elevated from what he was doing first. I think when we say use the word elevated, it means that he got a promotion, okay? But this is beyond a promotion for him. Okay, he switched sides.
He basically switched sides
and everything like that. And once he switched sides, then God, the elevation comes into play, okay? Because he became more than anything he had ever been before, you know? And God, and Jesus told him, like, you go, in other words, and I'm paraphrasing, you go suffer for my name's sake. I don't know what he would consider to be elevated, because he went through a lot before they killed him. But that was, but he had been warned. You gonna suffer for my, you know. And when you were speaking, Brother Tyrone, one of the things I thought about, and I'm gonna stop talking in a few minutes. One thing I thought about is for us, and I think Brother Floyd mentioned it too. This, we got to go through some changes in life. Yep. God to bring to their assignment that, so he can elevate us in. Sometimes we got to face some things in life, man, that would knock us down to the point by our father. One of the things Brother Kiel said, that he said to who are thy Lord? He immediately called Jesus Lord. Okay? Yeah. Who are thy Lord? You know? So we got to come. Life happens to bring us into a relationship with Christ. Sometimes. Not all the time. But sometimes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? We all have time.
No, it's been great, man. And I was looking at 1 Corinthians as you were talking, brother, as all of y'all were talking, and I was looking at God. Paul said, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and
that's
God
right.
has chosen
right.
the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and
that's
the base
right.
things of the world. Of the world, and the things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And so
that's right.
as part of our assignment, as part of our transformation, you know, there are some things that we got to set aside. We got to lay down. Jesus said this, any man who desires to follow after me must first deny themselves. That means that we got to die to self. If I'm going to make Jesus Lord, I got to die to myself. Not that I don't have a will and not that I don't have a mind of my own or any of that, but I have to exchange my thinking for kingdom thinking.
That's right. That's right. That is so powerful that, yes, you're absolutely right. And to add on to that, as you were sharing your thoughts with us, a Bible verse came back up to me that came up in John. It says, I decrease and he increase.
I decrease, increase.
So in that concept, in that thought, I'm denying myself so that God's knowledge in me can be increased. And I can share my knowledge with others. But I have to deny, like you said, I have to deny myself. I have to increase my human knowledge of everything so that the knowledge of God in me can be revealed and it can be touched. It can be and the knowledge of God can help people move from their state of sin into a state of righteousness. But like I said, I got to decrease in all of my strength, in all of my knowledge. I have to deny myself. I have to decrease so that Jesus in me can increase, you know, so he can reach out through me and touch people's lives and stuff. But if I put myself, if I elevate myself, then I'm making, you know, I'm decreasing Christ in me, but increasing myself. One last word that I promise to let you go. I was reading over there, and I think it's in Isaiah. I believe it's the 6th chapter where the writer said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord and stuff." So, you know, the king had to die in order for the prophet Isaiah had to die, and the prophet had to die in order for him to see the Lord and stuff. So the prophet Isaiah, the way I'm understanding it is like he did a lot of great things, but the King Uzziah was in a way. Many times in our lives, we are the King Uzziahs in our life, meaning that we have to be removed so that we can see God working in our lives, so that we can see God elevating us, giving us a new position. But we have to remove our physical selves so that we can see God work in our lives and stuff. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I decreased and Christ increased. Then another verse says, it's no longer I, but it's Christ within me. So we,
Galatians
as Christians,
chapter 2, verse 20.
Yes. Yeah. So no matter, you know, we're in the flesh, you know, and we're Christians, but we're still in the flesh, but we got to deny ourselves. We got to deny our own selves, you know, what we want compared to what God wants us to do in our lives and stuff. And that's talking about assignment. New assignment.
Yes.
You know, we may be doing one thing one time, but God said, let's do something different. Let me give you a different assignment that not only you can work with, but I can help you. What you're doing in the past is not working. Let's get another. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you were good. Brother Ray, I know we're beyond that time, and you know, maybe we can pick this up the next month or so. But you know, if you want to talk about assignments, and this is the last thing I'll say about it. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it talks about this ministry of reconciliation. Well, the ministry of reconciliation for the believer, that's our assignment. God has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. That's our assignment. And I think I talked about it earlier, and I'll leave it at that, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
Yep. Go ahead, Tyrone. I was just listening, receiving and hearing all that, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. We can do it next month, I think. Cuz said right. We can do it next month. That'd be good.
So, yeah, we're going to take a lesson, man. Get your friends. They can call in the number. I'll put it back on our social media again, and you can reach us at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. So any of the social media sites, let us know what you thought about the word today. I do have an announcement. I'm going to ask Brother Cleopas to close us out. I do have an announcement that in November, the first pastor, Cleopas Malone, would have a new broadcast starting with us on Christian Speak Talk Radio called Kingdom Principle Ministries. Okay, so we are excited about what God is doing with the ministry and everything. And so stay tuned. We put things together for him. We're excited to have him. Separate. I mean, he can stay with the – I told him he has to stay with the
yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so go, Brother Kiel, please go ahead and close.
Okay. God is good. Hey, man, this, in my humble estimation, this has been an awesome discussion, and I know that the topic was God-inspired through Brother Ray. But I'm going to close us out in prayer, and Brother Floyd, it's really good to hear your voice. Brother Tyrone, it's really good to hear your voice, sir.
Yeah.
I'm constantly praying for you all, man. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowshipping around your word, Father. We thank you, Father, that your word has gone forth. We thank you for those that have heard the word, but not just that they've heard the word, Father, but they will be doers of the word, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for each and every man that's on this broadcast, Father. We thank you for everyone that is on this broadcast, Father. We thank you that they walk in divine health, Father. We thank you that they walk in divine peace. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength, Father. We thank you that there's no stress, strain, or struggle in their lives. Satan, we remind you of your permanent appointed place beneath our feet, where you have no dominion, no power, no authority over us, over our thoughts, over our words, nor over our actions. For we are the blood-bought, blood-washed, children of the Most High God. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We've been called out of darkness and placed into our God's marvelous light for his use, for his glory. And, Father, if there be anyone that's on this call that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, Father, we thank you right now, Father, that they have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, Father. They have confessed their sins, and they confessed him as Lord of their lives. And for that, we do give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. And all that are in agreement with that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you again, everyone. Listen with Christian Speak Talk Radio. This has been R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. And we've talked about the assignment for the believers. I've had with me Brother Cleopas, Brother Tyrone, and Brother Floyd. I believe this is his first time joining. I've got a few other people that I see that's in the studio. Thank you for joining. Until next time, but real quick, how about them Cowboys? I'm sorry, Brother Cleopas.
Let's see what you're saying in about 3.5 hours.
We know who did lost tonight.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna leave it at that. We know who did lost last 2 or 3 games. I think they lost. But we ain't gonna talk much about that.
Whatever.
Are you, brother? Y'all be blessed, man.
God bless you, brother.
I love y'all, all right, man.
All
right, ladies. Who let the hand raise? Okay. All right, brother. Y'all be blessed, man. Again, thank you for calling in. All right.